There's a poem. The title is The Eyes of Jesus. It says, I imagine the eyes of Jesus are harvest brown and have flecks of the seasons. It got me imagining Jesus' eyes. I imagine Jesus' eyes were kind. I imagine he had those eyes that welcomed everybody, that made everybody feel at home. Nobody was a stranger when Jesus was around. I imagine Jesus was never in a hurry, too, as I'm imagining Jesus. I imagine he went about his way knowing he would arrive at the appointed time. So when he got to the Passover feast that night, I imagine he wasn't the first one there, but when he got there, everything was complete. Everyone knew that now was the time to begin. The Hebrew people have been gathering for Passover feasts for over 1,000 years. As Aaron read, it was an ordinance from the Lord. As I was reading yesterday, I happened to be reading in the book of Kings, which I don't do very often. So this was obviously the Spirit teaching me. Apparently, they stopped celebrating the Passover during the time of the judges because, you know, that's when everybody did what was right in their own eyes. They didn't start again until the reforms of King Josiah. It was kind of like this feast. We know this ritual. Many of us have participated in this since we were children. We know the words, we know the rhythm, we know the meaning of the bread and the cup. We may not grasp its eternal significance for our lives, but we know this ritual. That's what the Passover feast is like. For the Hebrew people, they know that ritual. They know the rhythm, they know the words, they know the story of the Exodus and how it is told at a Passover feast. They know the symbolism of all the food that's on the table. And here was Jesus with his kind eyes and his welcoming presence. And he was at the Passover and he was telling his disciples what the bread meant. And he was telling his disciples what the cup meant. But he was saying, this is a new covenant in my blood. As they're thinking about the Passover, the blood from the Passover that Aaron read about that was put on the doors to save the firstborn of the Israelite families. If you're thinking about covenants as a Hebrew person, you're probably thinking about the covenant at Sinai, where God required a sacrifice, and Moses took the blood and threw it on the people and threw it on the mountain. And Jesus is talking about covenants in his blood. The way covenants were made in ancient times, people would not go to the lawyer's office and use the fancy pen. They would take an animal, a fatted, valuable animal, and they would cut it in half. And they would put the two halves on the ground. And the people making the legally binding covenant would walk through the two halves to show their agreement with the other person that they were going to be faithful to this covenant. I don't think the disciples understood what Jesus was talking about and all this language about blood and covenants, but they knew the weight of what he was saying. And they had to be saying, why are you disrupting our Passover meal? What is going on, Jesus? The book of John tells us the ritual that he disrupted was the ritual of washing feet. None of us lived during this time, but we've all been told it was dusty, people walked everywhere they went, and people wore sandals. So this was a vital act of hospitality in homes to wash people's feet. And apparently, we've all been told, this was reserved for the servants. But Jesus was there. He took on the role of a servant, and he got down there, and he washed all those dirty feet. Jesus himself said, even if you've bathed, your feet are still dirty. And he got on the floor, and he washed all those feet. John specifically tells us he washed Judas's feet because Judas was about to betray him. And he washed Peter's feet because Peter was about to deny him. And he said, I'm showing you, this is how you love one another. But they couldn't understand because everything hadn't really played out yet, so they didn't understand exactly what he was saying, exactly what kind of love he was talking about. But we understand, because we know the whole story. And it makes us uncomfortable. This kind of love isn't easy. Taking on the role of a servant in the face of someone who is betraying or denying they even know you. This kind of love, frankly, is not acceptable in today's world because it makes you look weak. We risk a lot when we show this kind of love. But this love, Jesus says, is the commandment that I'm giving to you. Our scriptures talk a lot about commandments and covenants and ordinances. They really sound legal and dusty and dried and boring. But Jesus is basically saying, all of this has always been about love. Commandments aren't lists of good and bad behaviors that we weigh on the scale every day of our lives. They're guides that show us how to love God and show us how to love one another. Covenants aren't legally binding agreements. They're promises that we belong to the God who loves us. In the end, Jesus says it's all about loving one another. The hard way, the uncomfortable way, the way that welcomes everyone, even those people we don't really want to welcome. And he disrupted the 1,000-year-old Passover ritual to show us how. By loving his own to the end. By gazing on us with his kind eyes, inviting us to love like he does. I'll close with part of the poem that I started with. I imagine the eyes of Jesus were harvest brown, the light of their gazing suffused with the seasons, the shadow of winter, the mint of spring, the blues of summer, the amber of harvest. A gaze that is perfect sister to the kindness that dwells in his hands. The eyes of Jesus gaze on us, This gaze knows the signature of our heartbeat. A gaze full of all that is still future, forever falling softly on our faces. His gaze plies the soul with light and love. Amen.